set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to 4 beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word, as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises. Starting at just $599, cabins are going quickly. So register soon by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online to equip.org. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankronym series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankronym FEAT and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Here, you'll find answers to your questions about the Christian faith, the Bible, and trends in the church today. At the Christian Research Institute, we do what we do because truth matters. As you hear today's program and you're interested in the topics discussed and you'd like to find out more, contact the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit our website at www.equip.org. And now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And every year when we do a cruise, it is so incredibly exciting to meet people face-to-face who are listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We're going on a Western Caribbean cruise this year, and we're focusing on the Word of God. And I can tell you, I am falling in love with the Bible all over again this year as I'm reading through the Word of God, particularly the instruction that I get from the Word of God to know wisdom and instruction, says Solomon, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise in their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools hate wisdom and instruction. If you are not in the Word of God, you are just flat missing it. Right now I'm reading through Ecclesiastes, and it's talking about the utter futility and folly of hoarding riches. What's the point? You came naked into the world, you're going to leave naked. So don't hoard your wealth. Use your wealth, because the only joy in wealth is not the accumulation of it, but the process itself. The joy of exercising the very gift that God has inculcated into you, given to you. So enjoy the process, because if you're a believer, God gives your life the meaning and the purpose and the fulfillment that your life was intended to have. We're going to be talking about all of that and so much more on the Caribbean Cruise. If you don't know about it, check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. But before the cruise, we are going to be involved in a Battle for the Bible 2010 CRI National Conference. And one of the primary speakers is my good friend Lee Strobel. He is an apologist for the 21st century. He's a new breed of apologist that is not concerned with demonstrating his mental acumen or winning arguments. He wants to use his well-reasoned argument to win people so that his kingdom might be expanded for time and for eternity. Lee joins me right now as we talk for a few moments about the Battle for the Bible Conference. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Hank. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm really excited about this conference because I guess there is no time in history like today, a time in which we have so many Bibles, and yet the Bible is significantly under siege.
It really is. I mean, we're seeing it in classrooms of universities, even high schools, being under attack. We're seeing documentaries. We're seeing, of course, books by atheists, websites, and very aggressive atheists online that attacking the faiths of Christians. I was on a devotional site recently where Christians were just gathering online to talk about God and their growth, and atheists, of course, jumped in and blasphemed and tried to attack the Bible and the reliability of the Word of God. And so we're seeing a lot of aggression and a lot of attacks lately, and that's why I think, Hank, it's so important for this Battle for the Bible Conference, May 6th through 8th, that you're going to be doing down in Tampa. I'm really thrilled about it because it's an opportunity to talk about not just what Christians believe about the Bible, but why we believe it, why we're convinced that it is not merely just a collection of ancient writings, but it is the inspired Word of God, and the difference it makes in our lives, as you just mentioned, learning day to day, the wisdom that we acquire as we study it. But beyond that, the way it points us toward Christ, toward salvation, toward grace, toward eternal life. And so I'm excited about it, and we even have, as I understand it, Hank, there's going to be a debate between James White and a Jesus Seminar scholar. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's part of the intrigue because, you know, it's one thing to say we have the answers. It's another thing to put the answer to the test.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, pagans are going to exercise their job description. They're going to be pagans. They're going to be skeptics who disbelieve. That's what pagans do. That's what you did, Lee.
Absolutely.
Prior to coming to faith in Christ.
Absolutely. I used to have a bunch of little Bible conundrums in my pocket that I used to throw in the face of Christians when I would meet them to try to fluster them and make them doubt their own faith. And that's typical of many scoffers and mockers of Christ. But as you say, you know, we do have solid reasons to believe that the Bible is the Word of God, and I'm looking forward to the debate because James White, who's going to be debating and representing the Christian side, is of course a very astute scholar, and the non-believer, the skeptic on the panel, Robert Price, is someone I had on my television show back when I did Faith Under Fire. He's a member of the Jesus Seminar, and he is so left-wing that I think he falls off the continuum on the left side. But he takes a very kind of radical approach, and I think he's even skeptical that Jesus even existed. And, of course, he doesn't believe that the Bible is trustworthy as a Word of God. So that's going to be fun. And then you and I get to speak on topics related to the reliability of Scripture, why we believe what we believe. I'm going to be talking about the resurrection. I'm going to be talking about these claims that the mythology is the source that the Bible writers drew from in writing about Jesus, and supposedly these other examples of crucified and risen saviors through history. I'm going to be talking about Bart Ehrman and his claims that the New Testament is pockmarked with inaccuracies and intentional changes by scribes through the centuries. I'm going to be talking about the Gnostic Gospels and why we don't trust those, the Gospel of Thomas and so forth, but why is it that we trust the ones that are in Scripture? So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be stimulating. And Hank, I really think in this day and age when the Bible is under such attack, I'm hoping people come with the attitude not only of growing and learning themselves so that they can interact with people and defend the Bible, as 1 Peter 3:15 tells us we should, but, you know, we've all got kids and grandkids, many of us anyway, and, you know, there's a new generation coming up, and we need to be equipped to be able to prepare them for the challenges that they're going to face. I mean, I think of my little two granddaughters and how they're learning the sort of a basic catechism right now and trying to memorize things and learn about the Word of God. And I think about my own children. And, you know, we can have tremendous influence on our families, and yet we have to be prepared. So I'm hoping people can come not only for themselves, not only for the people that they're going to meet along the way who they could share the information that they receive, but for their own families and for the benefits of, you know, generations to come.
And that is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to inoculate students.
There
this
you
is
go.
Not something just for parents. This is for the whole family. Early registration for the conference begins at an incredibly low rate of just $49 per person. It's at the beautiful Innisbrook Resort in Tampa Bay, Florida. Bart Ehrman, who you just mentioned, Lee,
yep,
is particularly proud of shaking the faith of a lot of his students. He says many of them think they're not going to be shaken, but by the end, they are shaken in their faith. As a result of these kinds of conferences, you can anticipate the shaking and you can stand firm in the midst of the wind.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he's not the only university professor whose goal it is to shake the faith of his students. And, you know, I think there's a positive side to that, Hank, and I think that is that it does prompt us to really begin to say, well, wait a minute, I'm not going to have a laissez-faire kind of faith. I'm not just going to lean back and be on the defensive. I'm going to want to learn. I'm going to want to grow. And so I think what this is causing us to do, the people like Bart Ehrman and others who've attacked the faith in the Bible, it's kicking a giant. It's waking up the church. And that's a positive thing. And I really foresee a golden era of apologetics. I see average people in the pews for the first time wanting to learn why it is we believe what we believe. And that's all good. And I think this conference, as you say, is going to prepare people for, you know, the challenge they may receive along the way, their children may receive, and, you know, to use us in this culture as a force for good.
Lee Strobel with me for the entire hour. We are going to talk about resurrection, memorable keys to the greatest feat, F-E-A-T, the greatest feat in the annals of recorded history. Christ rose from the dead, and that ensures that you too will rise, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. You will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and you will live in a resurrected universe with a resurrected Christ. The flip chart available right now. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org or simply call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Ask for multiple copies this Easter season. Be right back.
Apart from the resurrection, there's little point of celebrating either Christmas or Easter. Are you able to explain the historical truth of the resurrection to skeptics? Well, this month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his new Feet Flip Chart. Presented in memorable form, the Feet Flip Chart is a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Request your copy today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will be right back.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate, the internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy?
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenim series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenim Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenim series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. Have the answers at your fingertips with this laminated, tabbed, pocket-sized flip chart. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Now, back to Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much. And my guest, Lee Strobel, he is the author of numerous bestsellers. One of my all-time favorites, The Case for Christ, has transformed the lives of so many people because here a skeptic turned believer examines the historic Christian faith, the case for Christ, including the case for his resurrection, and comes up with the absolute certain conclusion that Jesus Christ is, in fact, the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence, the one who lived the perfect life that we could never live, and the one who offers his perfection in place of our sin. Now, we're talking about a flip chart, Lee, 4x6, laminated, you can put it in your pocket or purse. A tool, and that's really what it is. It's a tool to equip committed Christians to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within them with respect to the central event in Christianity. And when we talk about this tool, the tool starts with a memorable hankrenim, an acronym that will help you remember how to communicate the greatest feat in the annals of recorded history. And that acronym FEAT starts with an F, and we touched on that. That F represents fatal torment. And the fatal torment of Jesus Christ can so easily just slip by us. The Apostle Paul says that Christ rose from the dead, but he also underscores the fact that Christ died according to the Scriptures. And I guess the thing that I want to underscore in this segment, Lee, is that Christ suffered more than any man. He suffered more than the cumulative sufferings of all of humankind so that we might have a right relationship with him, not just for time, but in a resurrected eternity.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Hank. I'm holding in my hand right now an archaeologically accurate reproduction of the kind of spikes that were used in the first century by the Romans to crucify their victims. And I wish the listeners could see it and hold it and feel it like I'm doing right now, and just feel the heft and feel the steel and feel the point. It's about 7 inches long. It just reminds me this Easter season of what Jesus endured when the sins of humankind were put on his shoulders, when he was crucified for us in our place as our substitute to pay for our wrongdoing so that we could be reconciled with God. And, you know, one of the things, Hank, that I discovered, and your flip chart is so handy in hitting the key points to remember, that to establish that Jesus really did die on the cross, unlike the claims of the Muslims who say that he really wasn't. You know, one of the things I discovered in my investigation as a skeptic was that the death of Jesus on the cross is not in dispute. I mean, that historians are, the evidence is so overwhelming that even an atheist New Testament scholar like Gerd Ludemann says that Jesus' death by crucifixion is indisputable. I mean, how many things about ancient history do historians say are indisputable? And it's indisputable because not only do we have multiple early independent reports of it in the documents that make up the New Testament of the Bible, we've got ancient sources outside the Bible that confirm and corroborate it. So the question of whether Jesus died on the cross is really historically settled. You know, you can even take an extreme liberal like John Dominic Crossan of the Jesus Seminar, and he says Jesus' death by crucifixion under Pontius Pilate is as sure as anything historical can ever be. So we can have certainty that, you know, if a Muslim friend, for instance, says, well, you know, in the Quran, in Surah 4, verse 157, it says that Jesus really wasn't crucified. He really didn't die on the cross. It's a kind of God's way of fooling everybody into thinking he did. We can point not only to Scripture, we can look at evidence even outside the Bible and say, you know, this is a settled issue. If Muhammad, 600 years after the fact, wants to say that, no, it really didn't happen, I'll take you to historical data right there from the first century that's overwhelming that indeed it did happen. And so I think, Hank, what your flip chart is able to do so succinctly is say, here are the bullet points. And, you know, not a lot of verbiage, not a lot of extraneous stuff. You just, like a prosecutor, you sort of like a laser beam, hone in on what are the key facts you need to know to talk to someone else and also to have our own faith bolstered, that this shows that Jesus, you know, before we have a resurrection, we got to have an execution. And, you know, you point out so clearly and powerfully the medical facts that show that Jesus, you know, what actually happened during the crucifixion and the beating that he endured prior to the crucifixion. The fact that when the Bible says that he sweat blood, that this is not some exaggeration or some legend, that this is actually a medical phenomenon called hematidrosis, which is when the capillaries and the sweat glands under great stress can actually break and a small amount of blood is released into the sweat and you have sweat tinged with blood. And this is just another affirmation of the reliability of the New Testament. This is not some fanciful thing that some writer made up as a legend, but it's actually a description of something that we know from history can really occur.
What we try to do, Lee, and certainly you've done this as an apologist, is not only produce the facts, the what, but the why as well. So we demonstrate that Jesus Christ suffered fatal torment, but we also deal with the skeptics that are asking the why question or are disputing the fact. For example, there are those who say that Jesus did not suffer fatal torment, but rather he swooned. And what I have in the flip chart is the answer to that conundrum. I point out that has to stretch your credulity beyond the breaking point, because it would mean that Christ survived 6 trials, suffered scourging by seasoned Roman soldiers, and I want you to notice that these are all S's. And the reason I do all of this alliteration is to make things memorable for people. Survived 7-inch iron spikes, the kind that you just described, Lee, survived a spear wound in his side, survived for 3 days without medical attention, single-handedly rolled away an enormously heavy tombstone, subdued armed guards, notice the S's, strolled around on pierced feet, and then seduced his disciples into communicating the myth that he had conquered death in the grave while living out the remainder of a pathetic life in obscurity. So the point here is simply this. With respect to fatal torment, the F in the acronym FEAT, we want to not only say, yes, we believe that Jesus Christ suffered fatal torment, but we want to say, this is why we believe this. And this is going to become ever more important as we work our way through this flip chart. And again, Lee, the thing we want to do, and the purpose of the broadcast, is to put this tool into the hands of people. And not only one for a family, but I can imagine this Easter season that there are Christians in churches that have pocketfuls of these to give away to the people that you so often reach out to with tears, the seekers of this world.
Exactly. You can give this with confidence to someone who's spiritually confused, a spiritual seeker, someone who's looking for answers, or they're not sure about what Christianity teaches, they're not sure that they can be certain that this is really true. You can put this in their hand with confidence because each of these bullet points could be elaborated upon by all kinds of documentation, but it's so powerfully, as you just summarized, this refutation of the swoon theory, the theory that Jesus fainted on the cross and didn't really die. You can give that to someone. They can look at that and say, you know, this makes sense. This historical data, this information does powerfully make the case that Jesus died and yet was resurrected from the dead. There is solid evidence for this. And that as a result, I can enter into a relationship with him. I can have my sins forgiven. I can be assured of my resurrection someday as well. You know, I remember interviewing the famous resurrection scholar Gary Habermas years ago, and I asked him, why have you spent your whole life studying the evidence for the resurrection? And he said, because every shred of evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ is evidence for my eventual resurrection as well. And I thought, wow. You know, this is not just some abstract theological issue or some dry doctrinal topic. This has huge implications for each of our eternities.
And at the end of a station break that's coming up here pretty soon, we're going to talk about the empty tomb. Christianity simply cannot survive an identifiable tomb containing the corpse of Christ. For those of you leaving us now, you can catch the rest of the broadcast on XM 170 satellite radio or on our website at www.equip.org. For those of you sticking with us, we're going to be right back talking about the empty tomb with Lee Strobel. Go to equip.org and interactively flip through the feet flip chart online. You can order online or when you talk to resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We'll be right back with more of Lee Strobel.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. Paul goes so far as to say in 1 Corinthians, if the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankronym FEAT and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, you can request your copy today at equip.org or by calling 888-7000-274. Don't go away. Hank will be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man. Don't be caught off guard by deception. Know what you believe about Jesus Christ and why. President of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff, wants to equip believers with the truth so that when confronted with a lie, it is recognized immediately. A book by Timothy Paul Jones will help you understand and refute popular conspiracy theories permeating our postmodern culture. The good news is that these theories are not new and are few in number. Jones precisely demonstrates how each theory falls falls short of their overblown claims. Order Conspiracies and the Cross today from CRI. And when you order, know that you're also supporting the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order today online at equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Order your copy and you'll learn to accurately defend the gospel accounts of Jesus Christ. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenem series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenem Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Most Christian families in America spend more time preparing for Christmas than preparing for Easter. Yet the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the defining event in all of human history. This month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his Feat flip chart. Pocket-sized and color-coded for easy reference, this new resource will give you a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Order your copy and learn to confidently defend the good news of our resurrected Christ. You can order your laminated flip chart today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 1-888-7000-CRI. Now back to more of your questions and Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And the flip chart that you spoke about, you can go to equip.org and interactively flip through the Feat flip chart online. You can see exactly what you're getting. Again, you can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And you can, as always, talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Joining me for the broadcast, Lee Strobel. He needs no introduction. He is so famous today for the case series, The Case for Christ, and The Case for, one of my favorites, for creation, and now The Case for Christ Study Bible. So many resources transforming the lives of people for time and for eternity. And Lee, as always, just great to have you on the broadcast.
Well, wonderful to be with you, Hank, especially here in the Easter season when we're talking so relevantly about the resurrection. People are curious about what Easter's about, and I'm just so pleased to have this new tool that you've created, this flip chart that's so easy. You can put it in your pocket. You can use it for your own reference. You can give it to friends and family members. You can walk through it, you know, page by page with people who are investigating or interested in the evidence for the resurrection. It just so powerfully in bullet points, succinctly hits on the key facts that people need to know about why we are convinced that the resurrection was an actual event of history and thus authenticated Jesus' claim that he is the Son of God.
I want to talk for a moment, Lee, about an article in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal by William High. It's titled Short-Term Recession or Long-Term Winter. 31% of people have now decreased their giving to nonprofit organizations. And the question is this a temporary cyclical phenomenon or a long-term trend? Factor number one in this issue, a theology of money, is simply this. Because I ultimately will not keep anything I own, I should use all the resources God has entrusted to me for eternal purposes. In other words, I need to be a steward, not an owner. I need to hold everything I have with an open hand so that God can take out and put in as he sees fit. Factor number two, demographic trends. And this is kind of scary. We had the war generations. They're still with us. They're the oldest living generation in the country. Their basic values are loosely characterized as faith and freedom and family. And they understood giving. They worked hard, they saved diligently, and they gave. But then there's the boomer generation. If you want to know what that is, just think Woodstock. And more than any other generation, they questioned and challenged the values of previous generations. And while the legacy of the boomers is still being written, it does appear that it will maintain the generosity of the war generations. Well, you got Generation X coming up as well, and Xers have grown up with TV, video games, the internet, MTV. The boomers might have rebelled, but Generation X simply detached. And then there's the millennial generation. And the promise of the millennials is that with education and training, they might well be one of the greatest mission-minded generations in history. If they do not, the consequences are dire. Because here are the implications. The war generation are roughly in the last 10 years of their lives. And because they have been such big supporters of many churches and mission organizations, organizations like the Christian Research Institute, their passing is going to leave a great big void. So we are right now looking at demographic trends, and we want, in the midst of looking at these trends, Lee, say to people, look, we have to rethink whatever generation we're from, our responsibility to give for the cause of Christ. And this ties directly into what we're talking about with respect to resurrection. We're giving a flip chart as a tool, and it's not so much that we want to give something because we're getting a donation into the ministry, but we want people to learn how to give and in the process put a tool in their hands by which they can give the gospel. So they not only give resources so that a ministry like this can reach around the world with the gospel, taking people from the cults to Christ, from the occult to a Christian worldview, from world religions into thinking Christianly. We want to continue doing that, but that takes resources. The gospel's free, someone has to put in the plumbing. But we also are so concerned that people have tools, especially people with short attention spans, that they have tools by which they can give, not just resources to ministries, but the gospel to people.
Yeah, you know, see, Hank, so often I think Christians debate issues involving tithing and should we give 10% to the church and is that gross or net or that sort of thing and to support ministry that way. Well, the New Testament makes it really clear. All that we have belongs to God. 100% of what we have belongs to God. And as you said, we're stewards, and what better investment can we make as stewards of God's resources that He's entrusted to us than the propagation of His message of hope and eternal life through Jesus Christ? So, you know, I have an old friend who's a church leader, and he said, you know, here's a question. How much ministry can you do for a dollar? And I said, what? And he said, about a dollar's worth. The truth is, as you say, the gospel's free, but for organizations such as yours to be able to function, to be able to defend and define and proclaim the evidence for the Christian faith through radio and magazines and books and these flip chart resources, which are so handy and so effective, requires an investment that we need to make to be able to say, you know what, let's invest together in getting these kind of resources into hands of Christians so they can be equipped, as 1 Peter 3:15 tells us, but so that we can reach out with His message of hope and eternal life. We can reach our friends and family members and neighbors and folks that we encounter along the way. And so in this partnership, the gospel is advanced, the kingdom is advanced, people come into the kingdom, people get saved, and you know what better investment would I want to have as a Christian than to say, you know what, I need to put some of my resources that God has entrusted to me, because they're not mine, they're God's, some of those resources into a ministry that's going to make an eternal difference in this world.
And one of the things, Lee, that I get so excited about as I look at this flip chart is that as I go through it, even myself, after creating it, I go through this and see this is the distilled essence of what I've given my life to. I realize that this very tool points to the fact that I should raise my sights from mean earthly vanities to eternal verities, because life is a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. I've seen my father die. I've seen my mother in a very tragic situation just recently. I've seen so many friends die, and I realize my own mortality as I'm approaching the big 6-0. Realizing that however long I am here, all that really matters is that one day I will see the resurrected Christ. And this is something you brought up in the last segment. The resurrection flip chart here is not just about underscoring the reality of Christ's resurrection, but underscoring the reality of ours as well.
That's exactly right, Hank. I mean, we need to remember that if Christ has not been raised, this is all, as you said, this is a waste of time. And yet, if he is raised, it changes everything. Jesus said, "I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies." So, you know, the fact that Jesus' resurrection is an actual historical event that we can have confidence in, that this flip chart reminds us and teaches us the historical evidence that supports the reality of the resurrection. As we look at that, we can say, you know what? Because Christ was raised, I will someday too. And you know what? I love my mother and my father and my brother and my sister and my neighbor and my classmate from school I went to school with years ago and my colleague at work. I want them to know Jesus the way I know Jesus. I want them to have the security of knowing that they are adopted as children of God, as John 1:12 says, that we can be adopted forever as his children if we put our trust in Christ.
After the break, we are going to talk about the empty tomb. Christianity cannot survive an identifiable tomb containing the corpse of Christ. Go to the website right now, though, at equip.org and interactively flip through the feet flip chart online and order multiple copies, not only for yourself, but to give away. You want to be equipped, but you want to reach others as well. You can do that on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or you can just pick up the phone and talk to resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letter CRI.
Most Christian families in America spend more time preparing for Christmas than preparing for Easter. Yet the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the defining event in all of human history. This month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his Feet flip chart. Pocket-sized and color-coded for easy reference, this new resource will give you a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Order your copy and learn to confidently defend the good news of our resurrected Christ. You can order your laminated flip chart today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 1-888-7000-CRI. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will be right back.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenem series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankronym FEAT and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate? The internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy. Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. Paul goes so far as to say in 1 Corinthians, "If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankronym FEAT and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, you can request your copy today at equip.org or by calling 888-7000-274. Now, back to Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Talking to Lee Strobel about the FEAT flip chart. If you want to see it, go to the World Wide Web at equip.org and interactively flip through the FEAT flip chart online. But Lee, one of the things I've never done is to use an acronym gratuitously. In other words, an acronym always has to fit the bill. And this is precisely what I've done here as well. If you think about this for a moment, we talked about this in the last segment, fatal torment, empty tomb, appearances of Christ, transformation. And right now we're talking about empty tomb, the E in the acronym FEAT. But think about this for a moment. This is the very pattern laid out in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul says, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." In other words, the F, Christ suffered fatal torment. Now the E, He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures. In other words, the tomb was empty. Imagine, Lee, that we could, in fact, find an ossuary, a bone box, with the bones of Jesus Christ. It would be the end of Christianity.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be it. It would just cash it in because, as Paul said, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. This is the ball game. And as we look at the empty tomb, one of the factors you point out in this flip chart, which is, I think, fascinating to some of the evidence for the empty tomb, what you call the female factor. And what's interesting about that is that in the first century, both Jewish and Roman cultures, women were not considered to be reliable witnesses. They weren't generally allowed to testify in a court of law. The Jewish Talmud said, "Sooner let the words of the law be burnt than delivered to a woman." And any evidence which a woman gives is not valid to offer. And Josephus, the first century historian, said, "But let not the testimony of women be admitted." And yet, the Gospel accounts say that women discover the tomb empty. And the point is, if they were making this stuff up, if in the first century they were just inventing this story about an empty tomb out of thin air, They would never say that women discover the tomb empty because it's embarrassing to them. It hurts their case to the very first century audience they're trying to reach. And yet they say women discover the tomb empty. Why would they say that? Well, the only logical reason is because that's what happened, and they're going to report it because that's what happened, and they're committed to reporting accurately the truth of what took place. I think that's a fascinating bit of historical evidence and argument that helps point to the fact that the tomb of Jesus was indeed empty, and that's an important, in your hankronym, one of the important letters, F, fatal torment, E, empty tomb, A, the appearances of the resurrected Christ, and then T, the transformation of the disciples and the, really the Jewish culture, those that became followers of his. And that's why I love that hankronym, because it so encapsulates the essential evidence you need to have. It covers all the bases and organizes the evidence in a way that's memorable and that we can recall easily. But I like your idea, Hank, of just using this flip chart to give to people, but to maybe walk through it with them and talk through this with them. What a great way this Easter season and beyond to be able to define and defend this central tenet of the Christian faith.
And I think with your kids as well, Lee, because there are a lot of people that are simply unaware that we're in the midst of a war. It's not a war of weapons, but it is a war of words. And that war began with a coalition that you identified in another segment of the broadcast today, and that's the Jesus Seminar. And they're determined to demolish the biblical Jesus in the public arena, not just in schools of higher learning.
Well, yes.
And co-founder John Dominic Crossan took dead aim at the biblical accounts of the empty tomb. He said this, and this was reported in Time magazine, "Tales of entombment, resurrection, why, they're latter-day wishful thinking. Christ's corpse went the way of all abandoned criminals' bodies. It was probably barely covered with dirt, and it was vulnerable to the wild dogs that roamed the wasteland of the execution ground." So he's saying that Christ was never buried, Christ was never resurrected, and therefore he's saying what Paul said previously. Look, if John Dominic Crossan is right, our preaching is useless, so's your faith, then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
And yet in the this flip chart that you can get, and if I say flip chart makes it sound like it's big, you know, you put it in your pocket and you can carry it with you. You give the ammunition to decimate claims like that. You even quote the late liberal scholar John A.T. Robinson of Cambridge, who said that the burial of Christ is one of the earliest and best attested facts about Jesus. This is stuff that the Jesus Seminar just throws out the window because they rule out the possibility of the supernatural at the outset. And, you know, my attitude is take me where the evidence points. And if the evidence points toward a supernatural resurrection, then that's where what I'm going to believe, if that's where the evidence points. And yet I think people like Crossan and others in the Jesus Seminar rule out that possibility at the outset. You can't raise someone from the dead. The supernatural is not possible. And consequently, this is all late legend and stuff that developed as mythology over time. Well, you point out in this flip chart that the 1 Corinthians Creed that you just mentioned, that contains the essence of Christianity, that Jesus died, why? For our sins. He was buried. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. And then it mentions the specific names of eyewitnesses who encountered him, whose lives were changed 180 degrees, including skeptics. Now, this creed has been dated back by scholars to within just a few years of the death of Jesus Christ, and the beliefs that make up that creed therefore go back even earlier, virtually to the cross itself. So this is not some later invention, as Crossan claims. This is something that the eminent New Testament scholar James Dunn said was formulated as tradition within months of Jesus' life. This is like a news flash from the scene of the event. So Crossan is just incorrect when he claims that these are later inventions, later legend that developed over time. The 1 Corinthians 15 creed, as this flip chart so accurately reports, just decimates that and does it very well.
You put your finger on something, and that is the supernatural. In our culture, in our epoch of time, there are so many people that say philosophical naturalism is where it's at, and therefore we've got to get the supernaturalism out of the text of Scripture. So we can go to the text and find some tidbits for living life in a successful way, but certainly we cannot depend on something supernatural like the incarnation of Jesus Christ, nor his resurrection. But while the skeptic mocks the notion of life coming out of death or Christ being resurrected from dead to life, they believe something far more grand, far more implausible, and that is that nothing produced everything. In other words, the very universe in which we live demands supernaturalism. You can't hold, in an age of scientific enlightenment, the notion that nothing creates everything. And so we believe in an uncaused first cause, and that uncaused first cause, there's a reason for believing that, by the way, but that uncaused first cause is absolutely able not only to speak and the universe comes into existence, but is able to lay down his life and take up his life again, thus demonstrating that he is God. We have talked during this broadcast about the central event in the Christian faith. This is, as Lee put it, this is the ball game. Either this is true or it's not true. If it's not true, don't bother about Christianity, and certainly don't bother about a ministry like the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. But if it is true, start living your life by a different standard. Make a difference while there is yet time. I produced this flip chart not to be cute, not to be novel, but to put something into your pocket or purse that you can make a difference with for time and for eternity. Today, we talked about fatal torment of Jesus Christ. We talked about the empty tomb. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the appearances of Jesus Christ and the transformation of the disciples and how this has a direct bearing on how you live your life today. All of that is going to happen on tomorrow's broadcast. Again, the flip chart available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI.
Most Christian families in America spend more time preparing for Christmas than preparing for Easter. Yet the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the defining event in all of human history. This month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his Feet flip chart. Pocket-sized and color-coded for easy reference, this new resource will give you a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Order your copy and learn to confidently defend the good news of our resurrected Christ. You can order your laminated flip chart today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 1-888-7000-CRI. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenim series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenim FEAT and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org.